fuck you dead.
Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. We got the very funny Jessica Misra with us this week, Chicago comic. Jessica, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
100%. She also runs a show at the Lincoln Lodge, the best comedy club in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, you're saying that like there's a gun to your head. you're saying that like we owe the Lincoln Lodge like a lot of money, which we have at points. Let's not be fucking around.
Don't talk too much shit. They'll hit you with the Venmo requests real quick.
Yeah, truly.
He's like smiling, but he's sweating.
Yeah. Come see him 5 nights a week. It's the best, very forgiving club. So they're going to stay when someone's in a situation recording this. There's nothing sadder than being in debt over recording a podcast. There's no sadder feeling than being like, go get a payday loan to pay
at
back
least
your podcast
gambling debts. You're like, oh, he was trying to make money. Podcast debts are like, this dude just
had a lot of free time.
Yeah, and some thoughts he wanted to get out of there.
Oh my god! But if you saw the red for how much money you've spent, like traveling and doing shit for comedy, I mean,
it racks up.
Yeah,
I would probably cry.
That's why I try to say disorganized.
Yeah, you try to because you're like, well, I made $30 yeah. 2 weeks ago, and then I had a good weekend where I made a good amount of money like a year ago, so it all evens out.
I'm still at the stage where there's a box in my room, and I open it up, and there's a bunch of checks that I've cashed but asked for back, so I can keep them.
I keep the checks.
There's a point where that stops because that's your job. Exactly.
You don't keep the checks from your paycheck
every
week.
No, that'd be really sad.
But we still keep the checks because we're just like, I used to also not want to spend comedy money on dumb things. I'd be like, comedy money, I'm going to save it. I'm going to buy an apartment or a car. My dumb slave money for my shitty job. That's what I put like on fast food or
that's
beer.
That's so crazy because that's totally the opposite.
No, I'm not like that at all anymore.
No, yeah.
I just made some money on Friday from a show. Blew it on closing.
Oh, yeah.
Blew it on closing. And then the dumbest thing, because, you know, comedy, it's a lot. Sometimes it's all cash. It's like, well, I don't even need to feel bad about it. There's no evidence.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know what I mean? Like that. You know, like, so nice. You look at your bank and you're like, fuck, I did this. And you're like, I don't even know what happened. I just know there's a fun jacket on me now.
And before you start getting paid, like, you've done it for free so many times that getting paid feels like it's literally a gift.
Instead of now when you're like, well, yeah.
Yeah,
I drove over here. Yeah. And it does take work. It is a service.
No, I spend it all on alcohol, and then I'm like, it's like I didn't even drink last night.
Here's the thing. So sad, but yes. But yes, I've done that so many times. That is my early 20s where you're like, well, do the show, make the money from the show, we break even.
The worst is when you spend the money at the bar where the show was.
Which we always do, Nick. It's almost a trap. It's almost a trap, whatever they give you, like that 40... You know, especially if it's like a good paying like bar show, it's like 40, 60 bucks. And you're just like, I'm going to go get fucking plowed at. And it's almost like the bartender just looks at you like, well, how about you just give me free drinks? Let's cut out the middleman.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, when did you start comedy?
I started like 5-ish years ago.
Okay.
I can't do the math right now.
Also, that's a dumb question because COVID has thrown such a like warp into that. Because
COVID broke my fucking brain with like time because I was 23 when I entered.
Don't you feel
like that though? Like my sense of time is I've been living in Chicago for, well, I always think immediately like, oh, like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I moved here when I was 21 and I was coming up on 2 years, 2020. And then for half of 2020, I was like out in North Carolina and stuff. But then I come back and I'm like, well, I'm 25 now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I have lived here the entire time. I'm like, fuck. So it's like it just breaks my brain.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, there was, remember that whole like year and a half where you just didn't have a life?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying is that
it was
that
like being put in a cryogenic chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad to go like, oh, well, it doesn't count in my, you know, I've been doing comedy, but it's like you don't want to count it because it doesn't.
I didn't count it because I didn't do comedy. Yeah.
You didn't get any XP.
I bombed 3 times in a park.
Yeah.
In 2020.
I did Zoom comedy and I lost a year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They like took a year away from me.
How many Zoom shows did you do?
Zoom shows? Gosh, I don't know. Like as many as I could.
You were on the right path because I did one Zoom show. I was like, this is awful. I'm never doing it again. Then everyone else is like, I made this amount. And I'm like, what do I need to do?
There was a weird amount of like corporate shows. And you're like, you didn't even have to leave your house. You didn't have to get there.
I missed
What's the most
out
money you
this.
Made on a Zoom show?
Oh, God. Maybe like $60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nothing
still
crazy.
That's still
to talk to talk on your laptop is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, and it's like I just opened it up. Like, I was going to be there anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, you caught me here. Yeah, yeah. It's like chilling in your backyard. Someone right? just shoved a microphone in your yeah. face.
You're like, you got any thoughts?
Yeah. So I did a Zoom show where I played I played Robin, and it was like a roast, like Batman roast. Man,
you did a themed Zoom show roast?
Actually, but that actually God. Made it. It made it easier because, like, in my mind, I was like, "Well, I was gonna bomb anyway." Like, if I did this,
but
in person.
I have never.
I, might as well
I
put
have
the mask on.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never felt the bomb as much as a Zoom bomb. I'm like, this feels silly.
Oh yeah, yeah. It hurts, yeah. right? Because you're like sitting down.
Yeah,
you know? Like, you're like in your kitchen.
Have you ever sat down on stage?
No,
such a mistake.
No.
Every time I've done it,
oh, I've done yeah. it, and I felt pretty cool. So. I've done it, and I get away with it because I am pretty cool.
Well,
every time I sit down, the audience mentally sits down with me. They're yeah, just they're like, we're not into this.
We're also going to take a break.
Yeah,
100%.
Where did you start comedy? Did you start in Chicago?
No, I started in Iowa. So I did 2 years in Iowa, and then I've done 2-3-ish years
here. Okay, so yeah. you were a transfer.
And, like, and what did yeah. you think that, how'd your parents feel about you doing comedy?
They're really proud of my clean comedy. They don't know that it's yeah. not clean comedy.
Yeah, yeah, because you're posting, you got a big blowjob joke right now on the Laugh Factory
yeah.
page.
Oh, yeah, guys, 14K views.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Big, clever blowjob joke. I'm sure mom's proud.
Oh, well, I bring up Catholicism, so she loves that.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, what's the difference, really? Synonyms at this point.
Yeah, that was funny. That one blew up because it's like I don't really have many dirty jokes, but that one is like I'm like I love this. Like yeah. it's so fun, you yeah. know.
So you what was the house growing up? Was it very strict? Very like you're not allowed to watch this. You're not allowed to say this. Or?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Like one time, like my mom caught me watching Friends, and she goes, "I don't know why you fill your mind with this smut."
Friends is Friends? She said Friends. This early, Friends is smut is insane to me.
Yeah.
Like what
yeah.
What would they do if they saw like porn? Would their brain explode? Would they literally be dead?
Guys, my mom couldn't handle John Mulaney.
Wow.
What?
I showed
this is a clean cut man in a
so
suit.
It's so funny that I'm sure she's like, you know, like clean, nice comedians like Bill Cosby. And you're like, oh, it's serial rapist. That's what that
I like how Friends if this smut. It's like one of the most gentle whatever shows.
Yeah.
Right. Like I can't even think of a it's me, like if Gap was a show.
Kind yeah, of. Yeah, yeah. Me and my mom watched 2.5 Men. Like we loved that show.
Yeah, and 2.5 Men like, is there more there was some edgy jokes in 2.5.
It opened on sex every single episode. He was like banging some
yeah.
whore.
Yeah. That's literally that's literally
I love how you said that like whipped cream.
Yeah, yeah.
A whore.
A whore.
Watch so, this. What did you even say to that?
I was like 7. I was like, what's smut?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, the TV was on? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I was like, I just want to. I didn't get any of the sex jokes. Like, the fact that she told me it was sexy, I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now you know.
There's something in here.
I think at 7, you're just kind of watching Friends because you like the laugh track. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what? Like, it's a lot of a sitcom when you're a child. You're like, laugh. I laugh.
Yeah.
Like, you're so dumb.
Yeah, and everyone's like, happy in the sitcom, yeah, so you're just enjoying it.
You're like, is that what a good family looks like?
Yeah.
See me crying trying to jump in a TV as a child.
It's like the reverse ring. You're getting in the TV.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, was it like a religious thing?
Yes, yeah. My mom's super Catholic.
Super Catholic. See, yes. I grew up Catholic.
Really?
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, that's Jewish.
That was a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
It didn't
Nick,
go
please
well.
Stop.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, we were holding microphones. We're doing a comedy
we're gonna
thing.
We're going to cut
she
it.
She was kind of
yeah.
in.
No, I enjoyed
so
it.
So Catholic, and that's why you have like 19 brothers and sisters,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I have 8 siblings. Yes.
Okay, this is crazy.
Yes, yes.
My mom, oldest of 8.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
also
Catholics.
Grew up in like a very Catholic family.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, whole
yeah.
thing.
What is it about them and just being like, I want my wife to just be perpetually in pain? I want her to just be cranking kid after kid.
I don't know.
God, that would suck. Also, like, the miracle of childbirth goes away about 3rd, right? Because after this, you're like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
It's like going to a car wash or something.
I think it's the... I think
let me just fix you up.
Yeah. I mean, like, all right, and another one. Like, it's like some DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they just, like, love fucking.
They love fucking, but for some reason, like, condoms, like, it's a whole guilt thing. You got to feel guilty about everything. You got to feel guilty about using
condoms. They want receipts to all the fucking. So that's what the kids are. Like, that's Cancun. That's the casino. That's when we were both late to work that day. And then you got to,
That's when we had a fight, and then we made up.
Pretty hard. So hard we had twins. But,
And that's how I met you guys.
Yeah, that's fucking, eight kids. And it was crazy, because I've talked to you about this before, but it was like almost a dynamic where some of them were like weird parents in a way, because they're so much older than you, you can't relate to them as like brother and sister.
Yeah, so the range is like, for the oldest is like 41, and the youngest is 21, so the range is like 20
years. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it's like actually,
I can't imagine having like a sibling.
That's so cool, too. You have like different...
generations.
Like generations of people.
Yeah.
And you guys all hang out and you're all related.
Yeah.
But you
have
totally different life experiences.
Yeah. Like my oldest sister is like a Gen Xer, and then the youngest one is a Zoomer. So it's like we literally cover it all. Yeah.
You get to see how many ways everyone's failed.
Yeah. It's like a lot of social media.
Yeah, there's just different social media sites.
Yeah, one person's on MySpace, one person's TikTok. On Facebook sharing Breitbart articles, the other person's on TikTok just explaining everything.
She like taught her cat how to dance.
So which are you like in the middle, or are you on the younger side? You are like in the middle then.
No, I'm on the younger side. I'm number 7 out of 8, so I'm the second youngest.
Oh,
so you're close to the closer.
Yeah, I was the closer for 5 years. and then someone got a new closer.
Yes, motherfucker. I was the closer.
And then your dad really nailed Valentine's Day. But that's crazy. And so and again, because you're close to the end, like your parents are older.
Yes. So I had like grandparents. We were talking about this one time. I don't have parents. I have grandparents. So
how old
are
your parents?
My dad is 72 and my mom is 65.
That is wild as hell.
Yes. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Like when I
is there like pressure to get things done in your life, kind of?
I haven't felt it. Not me.
Yeah.
Everyone else seems to.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like, like every time they call me, I'm just like, is this the one, you know? Like, that's dark.
It is dark. No, but that's what I was kind of saying, because I felt that with, like, my grand... I mean, darked off, but, like, you know, my grandfather passed away. He never saw me just stand up, and, like, his last thought would be like, Kenyon probably won't make it. not that his last thought would be about me, but I'm sure in there he was just like, keep up the good work, and I think in his head he's like, man, I hope he really just calls... I hope he really calls it a day. You know, I won't be around to see the day he finally calls it a day, but I hope he does.
Yeah.
Like the other day, my mom called me and she was like, text me back, urgent. And I was like, oh my God, this is it.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, And then she was like, you get a Verizon upgrade.
I'm like, mom, you're 71 and there's COVID.
Let's chill with the urgent.
Yeah.
Past 70, nothing could be urgent
anymore. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There is, it's like the variety of phone calls, like, how are you? Good. I'm just. We're bored.
Yeah.
Or he's in the hospital.
Yeah. Or urgent is I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah.
I have terrible phone call anxiety. Like I get that. I get that no matter who's calling me. Like, because a phone call is so like, I don't know. Nowadays,
I prefer talking on the phone.
I don't mind talking on the phone, but I just always think no matter what, if someone's called me, it's like, what happened?
You know what,
like
I don't
something
like?
Something happened.
Yeah. I don't like FaceTime because I'm just looking at myself.
Well, FaceTime's obnoxious.
The whole
I like
time.
FaceTiming also.
FaceTime.
I like both of these things. I like talking to people.
You
I like
yourself?
Looking at people.
You need an appointment. I have one friend who randomly FaceTimes me.
I won't FaceTime you, but I'll FaceTime
him.
People I care about. Yeah.
Well, okay. Randomly? No appointment?
No. We'll text him and be like, what's FaceTime?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You need an appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not. We don't just hit him with the FaceTime.
Yeah.
No, that's. I have a friend who will just hit me with the FaceTime.
FaceTime's a little crazy.
I assume that's a butt dial. I'm like, you didn't mean to do this.
Yeah, because it's insane.
Yeah.
I'm gonna FaceTime both of you drunk, and it's gonna happen.
And I'm not gonna pick up.
Yeah.
Because that's how you deal with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes drunk, if it could sync up where a drunk FaceTime is fun, where you both happen to be like very drunk.
It's a pretty good time.
And that's all right.
Yeah. Well, that's just nice because you're just like, I love you, and you're like, I like you too.
Yeah. What's going on, man? Hey, let's do this in person. Let's do the FaceTime.
I do hate how like the quarantine made FaceTiming like more of a like family thing. Like my family did it on what was it, like Easter? And I was like, we would never, ever do this. Yeah. If it wasn't like, oh, everyone's doing it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got to Zoom their family.
See, I only talk to my mom on FaceTime because she's deaf. So I don't think I have this weird trepidation.
One time, Kenyon was in the back of our car talking to his mom, and he's just like muttering under his breath. And then later on, I told
him. He does that a lot more often than just. He sits in back of cars and mutters a lot. That's like his favorite thing to do.
Well, he's like doing sign language, but he's like also saying it under his breath, like what he's saying. And like Tyler didn't know his mom was deaf. And he was like, what was that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was just like, why was he talking so soft?
So concerned.
Oh, he said that like after the car ride?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, but, like, I think I brought up that your mom was deaf. And then later he was just like, oh, that explains it.
Oh, that's funny.
It's funny how amazed people are when you can do sign language because mm-hmm. they're like, he can. Wait, no.
Yeah, people are so taken back that I have any skills.
Yes, any skills at
any
all.
Sort of thing, they're like, dude, this is crazy. I remember the funniest thing was at my temp job, there was a deaf woman who was having a retirement party, and they had me interpret, and everybody was just like, you should do that like for your job. And there was so many deaf people at your current job be like, dude, you could do that.
You could get out of here. Yeah. That's your ticket out of here.
Yeah, this is trash. We don't respect you or treat or pay you well or do any. Like, you could actually earn a living. Yeah.
They're like, we didn't know you had a skill.
Yeah, that was literally what they were like. They're like, should I? Oh.
Let me I take the spit back from. I saw on Facebook, he posted a very nice picture of him and his girlfriend on Facebook. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I gave it a like. I was supporting. And then I saw there was like 35 comments. And I was like, that seems like a lot of comments for just a nice picture. And it's his whole family being like, we never thought you'd make it out, man. This is incredible, dude. You're doing great. And I was like, he's had some really good clips of stand-up comedy at the Laugh Factory. Nothing.
No, that's the three likes.
One clip with a girl, and it's just like, now you're doing it, buddy. Yeah, yeah. You're making grandpa proud.
I'm verified. But I am. Sorry.
He's like, I did see him make it.
Yeah, if I could grab her, I'd be like, goddamn right. Yeah, just a high five from beyond the grave.
But he's in the casket, with just like up top.
Yeah. Just so you feel like a ghost spirit in your room that's just trying to give you a high five.
Yeah. My family is the same way, though. Like, my family got a little weird this Christmas. They gave my girlfriend some really nice, like, UGG slippers from Australia. And my mom got hammered on. We always get drunk before we do gifts.
Yeah,
we were drunk on Prosecco. Christmas. Yeah, and my mom, when Kelly, it was like, oh, thank you for the slippers. She like took Kelly's hands in her hands, and she goes, thank you for being with my son.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not. Yes, she did. Nick, that is. I would.
Yes, she did.
Straight up kill myself.
I swear to God.
If my mom ever. You said people don't respect me? Your mother has no respect for you, dude.
She's literally like, this is the least we could do.
I told you.
Your mother was about to slide a check for like 5 G's to your girlfriend.
She's just like, we wired the money.
Yeah. You're saying a fun little like, oh, congrats, Kenyon. You look happy. Or thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
But I was like, Mom, what the fuck? And she was like, I just mean you guys are so great together. And I was like,
but
she just moms her way out of all of those comments.
You see, that is such bullshit because that is such a clear. She's like, what's implied is that being with you is a chore.
But she moms her way. She always.
And that she could do better and chooses not to.
My dad, like, legit has anger problems, but my mom says meaner shit.
That's mean.
But moms are
that,
way
like,
out.
That's like, I would look in the mirror afterwards, especially drunk, and just there'd be like just one tear. You just.
I told
quickly.
You. I told you one time she told me she was like, what? I just want to know what I did. I was like, what the fuck?
That's mom shit.
That's like such a snipe to your stomach.
Yeah.
Like, how could it be worse? There's nothing worse than a one parent going, yeah, you're not my best work.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what did I do wrong? I mean, you know, you're a loser. You're not.
It's like looking at like a.
Thank you for being with my son.
Like, when you put together an IKEA table and it's like a little wobbly and you're like, I did something wrong. And you got to go back through all the steps, you know? I'm like, figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. I make, you know.
Yeah, you live in a nice apartment, roof over your head. You're doing your dream. You got a killer fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Things are going well.
I feel like I say that too often on this podcast. It is called Fuck You Dad, so there's constant like, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
100%. Do you feel like you have that sort of pressure to succeed from your parents? Not necessarily in comedy, but
They're like really, they don't even care if I succeed. They just really don't want me to be dirty. Like
that's like, their huge thing.
Like one time, like I change all my sets if my parents are there. So like I will do a clean set if they're there. And one time my dad was like, he like always wants to come. He always wants to support. He's very sweet. And he was like, can I come to your show? And I was like, yeah, totally. But just so you know, heads up, I'm going to do a little dirty material. He didn't text me back for 4 days.
Wow.
On the night of the show, an hour before, he goes, yeah, I have other plans.
Holy shit.
Damn.
So and they're like big into it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to wait till they die to show my family the Laugh Factory.
Oh, my God. It's so dark, but I have literally had that thought about like whenever grandparents are like trying to hit the show and you're like, let's just not.
Yeah.
Let's
run. Oh, I've straight up told my grandma, I was like, it's not happening.
See, it's great. One of my grandparents, my other grandma, can't speak English. Great.
Yeah.
Great. I wish all grandparents could speak English.
Yeah, it's so good. You're like, you're not gonna come to the show. You don't need it. She sees the photo, she sees you sitting on stage, she's like, very cool. Other grandmas really been pestering me to go, and I'm like, I will give this woman a stroke.
Yeah.
She sees my stand-up.
Is that what you want?
Literally, like, you guys are talking about your grandparents, and I was like, oh, all mine are dead. But I'm like, oh, wait, my parents are grandparents.
Yeah.
Still had grandparents.
They get a discounted special everywhere they go.
We would go to the movies as kids, and we would all get discounts. Like, my dad gets the senior discount. I would get like a kid ticket.
You're the discount family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, it would be like this old Indian man would be going to the movies with a small Greek child, and people would be like, what's happening?
Yeah, is this a Model UN thing?
Like, in the middle of Iowa, people were like, this thing isn't supposed to happen.
That's how I felt recently going to Iowa, where I walk around, I'm like, wow, I am peak diversity of this town.
You're like, I'm going to be on all the brochures.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
So, Jessica, could you watch Harry Potter?
Well, yes, we could watch Harry Potter. Okay, we could not be witches for Christmas. You couldn't be a Christmas witch.
If I was a parent, I would be like, no witches on Christmas.
She really put her foot down for Christmas. Mm-hmm. She's like, you can be an Easter witch. But no, for Halloween, though, no witches, mm-hmm. you know, no ghosts. Like,
so was he? Yeah. Was
no
he
ghosts?
No ghosts, yeah.
That's like most of Halloween.
Yeah.
I didn't think ghosts is a I get more weird.
Beyond
rules,
the gray, black magic, rules. Satanic.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Kenyon's like, I've been living this life.
Well, he knows about Satanism because his dad probably taught him that's how the politicians get elected. It's because they worship Satan.
He's like, you want to know how a Casper got there?
Yeah.
George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to watch a movie about ghosts? What would you say is like the... Was Friends really like the craziest thing that you were... That was... rated too
high. Yeah, I think Friends was the craziest.
Friends, that was the threshold.
Yeah, but like they had like crazy rules. Like, so like they let me get away with a lot, but like because they were so unreasonable to begin with, it's like it wasn't even that much. So my older siblings will be like, "You got to do everything." Like, you know, like I would like call my mom. I'd be like, "Hey, mom, it's Saturday night. It's 7:30. Is it cool if I stay out a little longer?" And she'll be like, "Yeah, 8 p.m. Go crazy."
Really?
Yeah.
That was her big, like,
that was her big
night out. And and how old are you?
And I was like 14. I was in high school.
Wild.
Yeah. And then my brother would be like, oh, at least you got to stay for dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they'd be like 5 p.m.
Going home at 8 p.m. I was just out. I was gone.
Yeah.
Once I got the license, dude.
See, I didn't get a license till later, but I just, it was even worse. I was just bumming around, disappearing.
Well, yeah.
Like
hitchhiking. Yeah, basically.
Getting you to take the driver's test, I'm sure, was a struggle. Because you're like, why would I get one if my friend can just give me a ride? I'm sure that lasted until you were like, what, 19 or something?
You're like, Steve's
it literally
got a car.
Did.
Yeah.
It literally did.
Who taught you how to drive?
My grandfather.
And how did that go?
I remember I backed up over into a curb, like we were in like an outlet mall parking lot, and I just backed up onto a curb, and he just went, and it's like fucked up the car, and he just went, that's fine. And it was just one of those like, okay, let's slowly get off the curb now. He was just like so patient, like, all right,
you didn't freak out.
You're
at all?
Dumber than I thought. Oh, I was freaking out.
Yeah.
It was like, listen, I know it. You're too old for this.
Yeah,
it is embarrassing. Let's back up. Let's pretend this didn't happen. And let's just wait for your brother to do cool stuff because you're an idiot.
Who taught you how to drive?
Oh, my dad. I feel like it's always dad or grandpa. It's like always the dad.
It's the patriarch.
My dad, he's like, well, this is what you do. So you're getting home from work. You don't want to see your kids, right? So you go to Canada. Yeah. My dad teach me how to drive would literally just be like, why are we in Ohio? And he's like, well, this is how you drive.
He'd be like, oh, you're here?
Yeah.
He just got out of the car. He's just like, drive. You see the car behind us? Drive.
Yeah. That's it. Just going 90 down the highway. We got to outrun the voices.
Yeah.
My mom won't even let me drive her car. Like, she can't handle it. She gets so stressed.
See, I've realized recently that I've always had my suspicions that I'm a shitty driver due to my multiple car accidents. Now, to be fair, one of them I was drunk. The other one I got hit by a deer. So it's not really my fault.
And that deer was drunk.
And then, that deer was hammered. They had it coming. Also, I had a few. But no, I'm just...
with the deer. I was drinking with the deer before.
I was trying to enjoy nature. I'm really glad it ended up this way. But I drove my girlfriend's car back to Iowa. And then ever since I've offered to drive, she's like, nah, I probably got it. And then I was just like,
that's how you know.
And then I was just like, just say it. She's like, it's not great. It's like, when I was like, it's not. But she just immediately was like, no. It's like you don't drive. You don't own it. She was trying to say the nicest way. She's like, I mean, you take public transportation. You don't drive a lot. And I'm like, just say that I'm bad at driving. And
that is the same shit women say when you're bad at cuddlingus. They're just like, you know, like.
Well, I've never heard that. But, you know. Mainly because they got to make up for the fact that I don't have a car. But
like, women will be like, I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Kenyon's good at eating girls out because you have a huge nose, dude. That's what you really. That's the real secret.
Yeah, the nose. I'm just smacking that around.
Yeah. Touching the clit.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. Dude, that's even, what you
I just,
need.
I just move it around. But
it's like a snowplow.
You do the alphabet with your nose.
Yeah. But she did have a funny. She's like, no, if you were good at driving, I'd be like, who is she? Who are you going to go visit?
Kenyon, I've known you for. We've been friends for like 7 years almost. I don't think I've ever been in a car that you've driven.
Yeah.
And that's why the friendship continues.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that is why we're still friends, is because that would probably freak me out. And I think about it now, and I...
No, you've never
anytime
had...
We've
I've, got, ha- I've owned cars for a decent amount
yes,
of our
friendship. Yeah, and I've never gotten inside one. I've never made like a choice, like I don't want to get in a car, but I think about you, and I don't see you being a good driver. Because you're not coordinated. You freak out.
This is very deep level roast.
You freak out.
I mean, this is like a very... That's it. The other one was like, hey, you're not good at driving. You're like, you're not coordinated. You're bad at most things. You don't have what it takes. You're an embarrassing humorist.
I'm just saying...
I mean, this is hurting my feelings.
High pressure situations aren't your cup of tea.
I'm great at high pressure.
Remember when I got a flat tire?
Yeah, what was bad about that?
All you did was stand behind me and go, God, this sucks. That's not good.
It was 0 degrees outside.
It did suck.
I don't know how to change a tire. I didn't have a male influence
in
my life.
I'm changing a tire in under 0 degree weather. I know it sucks. I don't need somebody going, man, this.
That's like the game with the, like, doing all the work and their partner's like, ooh, looks hard.
Yeah. Exactly. Jessica, we're kind of running out of time, but do you have a story about your dad you want to share?
Yeah.
Because we were jumping all over the place.
Yeah. My dad. Okay. Yes. So, I do have a good one. So, I'm trying to decide. Do you guys want like a funny one or like a one where you're like, ooh?
That's kind
of
tough.
Know. Because I bet the one that goes like, ugh, is kind of funny.
Let's go, ugh.
Okay, let's go, ugh. All right. So my dad is a Hindu and my mom is Catholic, but he was like really supportive of like her raising us Catholic, mm-hmm. like too supportive.
Did they flip a coin? And like which religion?
No, I think it's just like my mom like got her way.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, like she's just like more bullheaded.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, she's a Capricorn. She's not a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like my dad was really supportive, but my mom's a crazy Catholic. Like we don't just go to church on Sundays. We go Mondays and like days you're like they're not even open.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like there's no way God is awake right now.
Yeah.
You're like it's 6 a.m.
Yeah, know? Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, and so I had contacts in and I would like put my contacts in. And when you have contacts in, the water like will drip down a little bit. And my dad saw me that and he's like, "Are you crying cuz you have to go to church?" And I was like, why the fuck do you care? You don't have to go.
Is like, that what you said?
Yeah. No, I was just like, I'm not crying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So like he like got mad at me. He's like, "How dare you get to cry? You get to see the Lord." And I was like, "You don't even believe in him."
Yeah, yeah. This isn't even. Don't I don't get to see the other eight that you have.
I was gonna say,
I've been like, sorry, they're more boring. Yeah. They have two arms and two eyes. You know, none of their skin is blue.
Yeah, you got a lot going on there.
Yeah,
this is like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Also, crying. That's. I'm going to Catholic church. That's what they want you to do. This is like
if you were crying in church, they'd be like, "This is such a powerful
movie." Crying
the way to church, like you stupid sinner. You know?
Yeah, you're. Like,
I don't know. Have you ever felt an emotion in church besides boredom in your life?
Besides boredom,
emotion. God.
No, I've had moments where like I really wanted to laugh. And I swear to God, I've wanted to laugh more in church because, like, you see something that happens that's a little bit funny, or maybe you like hear a fart or something. But you're in church, so it's all the pressure to not laugh makes it like a gajillion times more funny.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I felt that before, but nothing actually to what's going on there. No, especially Catholic church,
Catholic church altar boy is so fucking boring.
Just so it would make the time go past because I would like carry a candle.
I mean, because someone fucking in the ass that makes the time go past.
Yeah, and I felt like I was doing a set. I was like on stage and stuff.
Yeah. I would honestly was just zoning out the whole time. I was like thinking of Friends episode.
That's all. Yeah, that smut on your brain, like, ruining the whole thing.
I felt like a little naughty kid.
Ooh, I'm playing the devil's music up here. Yeah.
I'm like, do you think Ross and Rachel will kiss again?
It's just, I'll be there for you.
Okay.
That's the same song. Yeah. Satan will be there for
you're
you.
Like, keep and watching with friends. You. And with your spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can do... Do we have time for my funny one? It's pretty short.
Yeah, we got time for the funny one.
So my dad is, like, old, obviously. And so, like, when we play games together, I can't tell if he's cheating or just, like, getting old.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, you're just like, do you not know the rules or what's going on? Or like, do we need to call somebody?
Yeah. Like, he'll, like, we were playing horse where you, like, shoot a basket and the person behind you has to, like, make a basket. Then if you miss it, you get an H and you spell horse and then you lose. And my dad always thought he was on H every time. And I was like, are you cheating or is this dementia?
Yeah. Do we need to bring you in?
Because it better be fucking dementia. Yeah.
I can't tell. I would really respect a dad who's, like, faking dementia to win a game. Where it's like, you're just like, he grabs, like, 500 more Monopoly dollars and you catch him and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. And just gives you the wrong name.
Yeah, he'd be like,
just
did says, I?
Like, the wrong daughter.
He'd be like, did I own Park Place?
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, Katie. I shouldn't have talked to you like that. And you're like, Dad. And you're like, I don't know where I am. He's like,
Jane?
Yeah. Just going around. He, like, says the name of your dead dog. You know, like, that would be. All that is. He's like, wow, she really caught me there.
Yeah, like, where's Lucky?
Yeah. He's like, shits his pants. Get out of.
If he shit his pants, I'd be like, that's commitment to the bit.
That's a man who doesn't want to get caught right
there. That's a man that's on R.
Dude, the day my dad shits his pants, I mean, he's gave me a lot of, like, hints about this, but he's always mentioned, he's like, you know, if I ever really lose it. Or
is your dad British?
Yeah. That happens every episode.
Literally every episode.
I forget to tell people
his
that
dad's
I go
British,
into
it. You know. If you're, right. If you're new to the pot, we talk about it. His dad's British.
Yeah. Dad, no, yeah. Hey, that's on me.
Yeah.
He's like, if I ever lose my mind and I don't, and if I'm not there, lad, seriously, he'll be like very, he'll like bring me in close and go, seriously, take me out. And shoot me.
Like, what do you even say to that?
I don't, dude.
You're
I
like, yeah, I got
I'm
you
not going to shoot
Let me put it in the calendar. Let me remember.
The police come. You're like, he asked me to do it.
He wanted me to of mice and men him in the backyard.
Yeah, he wanted me to treat him like a horse.
Yeah.
He was really fond of horses.
I was like, Dad, I'm not going to shoot you. I'm going to smother you in the hospital.
That's what I'm going to do. Like a respectable son.
I'm going to get away with it.
Yeah, you want me to shoot you? I'm going to flick a switch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for being on.
A lot
so
of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for
Check out
me.
The Lincoln Lodge. Check out her show, No Gimmicks. There are five nights a week. We got to get to the Patreon, but...
We got to head over there, bro. But I'm ready to. I'm ready. We've had three PBRs. I'm ready to get Patreon.
Really, really to let them live. So $3 a month. Hear me and Nick say things we don't want to say anything anywhere else. So.